guys have had in the red zone in the past? Just some keys to getting back to that type of success this week.
Comes down to execution. You know, we had the ball in there twice last week, tight inside the 5-yard line. And really, I thought we had, you know, some good play calls up. Comes down to, you know, players executing the way that we are capable of. We had, you know, some opportunities to score points, and we didn't do it. You know, but again, I think overall, body of work this year, we've been pretty effective in the red zone, and we got to stay confident.
How about with third down efficiency?
Yeah, third down last week was not very good. Obviously, you know, if you're not converting third downs, you're not going to win football games. And for us to get back to it, you know, it comes down to making plays when they present themselves. We had a couple opportunities to make some plays. We kind of missed on those. And we got to be rock solid in our protection. I think our guys will do that.
Every week's important, but what about, I mean, this week, you know, if you win, you go 3-3. If not, you know, you go down, and then you've got that tough stretch on the road.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every week is important. Certainly when we get back at home, you know, I think that's a good thing for us. You know, it's Smitty talks about it all the time. We want to be tough and defend the dome every chance that we get. So it's the next one on our schedule. Obviously, there's a lot of football to be played the rest of the year. Can't worry about, you know, how things are going to shake out in January at this point. You just got to focus on this week. And I think guys have done a good job so far this week of staying focused on just preparing and making sure that we're ready to play Sunday at 4:25.
I think the last time you guys played them was, what, the season opener? Was it 4 years ago? 3 or 4 years ago, the season opener up there. Lovey Smith was the coach then, obviously, his philosophy, the Tampa 2. How different are they, or are they that much different now than they were the last time you saw them?
They're a little different from a scheme standpoint. You know, obviously, we played Lovey in Tampa a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, scheme-wise, they're a little bit different. Personnel is a little bit different. Some of the guys that we played against, you know, in the past are no longer there, and they've got some new guys. So they'll create some new challenges. But, you know, again, I think, you know, they're not the most complicated defense. They don't give you a ton of different looks, but I think they're one of the most disciplined defenses because they know their scheme inside and out, and they play it really, really well.
What's the difference in execution for you guys at home as opposed to on the road?
You know, I wish we could figure it out to be more consistent week to week. But, you know, I think when you're at home, obviously from a communication standpoint, it's a little bit easier. You know, it's not quite as loud. And that helps us to a certain extent. But, you know, across the board, I think, you know, home or away, we need to be more consistent.
What do you see from them up front? They don't have Melton. They don't have Peppers anymore, but they've got Allen and a couple other guys.
Yeah, they're still talented. I mean, they still have a really talented front four. They do a great job. They're stout against the run. They're very good in their pass rush. They create play, create, you know, pressure opportunities. I think as a whole, their defense is second in the league in turnovers, and a big part of that is because the front four creates pressure and forces some errant throws, I think, from quarterback. So, you know, we've got to be on top of you know, winning the line of scrimmage this week. It's going to be key for us.
Is there any extra motivation with a guy like Devin Tester, who's now showcasing his ability, but going up against his former team in the Bears?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, it'll be different for Dev this week. Obviously, you know, played a long time in Chicago and has a lot of friends and you know, former teammates that he played with up there. And I'm sure, you know, that'll probably be on his mind a little bit. But I think once the ball kicks off, and you start playing, I think he's such a competitor week to week that he's going to give you his best regardless.
In terms of the receiver matchup, I mean, one of the things we'll all be looking for and fans will be looking for is just how good their receivers are and how good your receivers are. They don't have Tillman back there now. I think he's done for the year. But what do you see from their secondary? I know they have the rookie back there starting. Is that something that you guys, you know, you and your receivers look at and your eyes kind of light up when you see a rookie back there, or does his skill kind of negate that?
No, I think, you know, he's got a couple picks on the year. He's come in and I think taking full advantage of his opportunity. I think they're talented. You know, I think across the board on the defense, they're talented, they're solid, and they understand their scheme and they play well within their scheme. As far as, you know, our receivers versus their receivers, we're never on the field at the same time. So, you know, if we're worrying about that stuff, I don't think our mind's in the right place. I think, you know, everybody on our offense is focused on what we can do to try and score points going against this defense.
If
fourth and one shows up again like it did last week, what do you guys need to do better to execute in that situation?
We got to convert, you know, find a way. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter, you know, if it's pretty or not. We've got to find a way to convert. And across the board, all 11 of us need to be better.
How did your offensive line do? A lot of bodies and moving parts last week. You guys had a pretty good first half.
Yeah, I think our guys did a nice job. I mean, obviously, when you got three guys coming in, you know, that are new, you know, it makes it more difficult just from a communication standpoint. Guys, especially on the offensive line, get used to playing next to certain people. But I thought they did a nice job. I thought Mike Tice had them coached up and ready to roll. And I thought, you know, Pete and Harlan and Gabe came in and played well.
Matt, with the adjustments on the offensive line, I mean, do you expect to see a lot of progression going into the second week as this kind of new unit starts to work together?
Absolutely. You know, I think those guys, you know, Mike Tice has kind of said it from the start. It's all about getting better, you know, week to week. And we need to be better than we were last week. And I think, you know, the experience of playing against a really good front four last week and being on the road and having to communicate and make those calls and then trust the guy next to you, I think we'll be better than we were last week.